Do you have any tips on how to give someone a really good present?
Oh, flowers die.
Waste
whatever.
Of money. Yeah, they
I
die.
Don't need it. You don't need to get me flowers. Yeah. But the older I get, I'm like, flowers are beautiful.
I start thinking about what I want from about June.
I actually can't remember the best gift. And I have also no Christmas tree. So I have my like level of festive spirit is not very high. So I need to bring
Welcome to the Asian Soup Podcast. This is your co-host Jules.
And this is your co-host Rox.
The Asian Soup Podcast is your cozy space on the internet where we share and discover real stories about one another.
We chat about a range of topics from personal growth, relationships, career, and much more.
Come sit with us
and get nourished. So today, because we're near the festive season, we're almost in Christmas time, you know, the decorations are all up, we thought it'd be a perfect time to start chatting about gift giving and, you know, learn a bit more about what Jules likes to give and receive, any hot tips we have for getting gifts. But honestly, I'm going to say now that I am not the best gift giver. So, but this is just what I do to make it easy for myself. So I definitely want to get better at gift giving.
It definitely is a skill.
Yeah.
Right.
Let's chat about like how Christmas is usually like for you. What's the gift situation that who's on your list?
Oh yeah, that's a good one.
Like what's your, you know,
Who's on my list? Every year we do like Secret Santa with my boyfriend's family. So that's always something I have to get for someone. To be honest, my parents, not so much. Like they don't really celebrate Christmas, but I do like to get something small for them. So I'll probably get something for my parents and maybe some friends that I see often or friends that have really helped me out this year, you know, like a way of saying thank you. Yeah. Nice. Oh, and I usually get something for Peppa as well, my dog.
Yes. Nice.
Yeah.
My family also, we don't really do Christmas, but then I'll get them individually something small too. But in general, we might just have a meal together. And then with my partner's side of the family, it's more adults do a Secret Santa gift and then everyone gets gifts for all the kids. So it's like a big Christmas for the kids and watching them get excited opening everything. And yeah, maybe just maybe immediate family with my partner's family too. And then work Secret Santa.
Oh yeah.
And yeah, maybe sometimes friends as well, especially if we're doing something Christmassy at the time. Because I don't always catch up with everyone around that time, but depends on what. And yeah, I feel like when you hang out with a group, though, it's nice to know if you're all doing gifts or not and if it is to celebrate Christmas because you don't want to be the one that didn't bring a gift or something.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, and then maybe some people have had babies this year. Yeah, I need to refine my list right now. I think it's growing.
I was just going to say.
I think that's
a long list.
Yeah.
But that's why you need the list because you kind of need to know.
We need to go shopping. We need to start shopping.
Shop for, yeah. I wanted to know, do you have a Christmas tree?
I do not.
You don't do it?
I mean, I moved back to Sydney last year and we had just moved to our place. So it was just all a big moving period. Like we didn't, and then we moved back to our partner's family's place. So we didn't, they had one. But yeah, we haven't had one. And then Hong Kong, we went through Christmas. Our place was too small. We're like, what's the point? We're moving back to Australia soon. So I haven't had my own Christmas tree ever since I was a child.
What?
I think my parents did a Christmas tree till I was 6 or 7 and then we just stopped.
What?
And then no more Christmas tree after that. But other people will have Christmas trees and I'll help,
decorate other people's trees.
Usually if I'm dating someone, like they have the bigger Christmas and I'll be more involved in that. But then I don't know. It's just I really want my own Christmas tree this year. Do you? What do you do with a Christmas tree?
So I never had a Christmas tree either.
Let's get a Christmas tree.
But I've got one. I got one.
Okay.
But I do want to upgrade. But like I also grew up not really having a Christmas tree. Like I don't really have like, oh, Santa's coming, open presents on Christmas Day. I don't really have that kind of memory.
Yeah.
But I wanted to like, I think as I hit my 20s, I wanted to create that more for myself. So I think when I first moved out, that was when I was like, yeah, we need this tree.
Yes.
And if you go to Kmart, which is like in Australia, what do you call Kmart?
It's like Target.
Target.
It's like Target, yeah.
But or, better.
Yeah.
Maybe. I don't know if it's better, but it's better than the Australian Target.
Yeah.
I think I got a Christmas tree for $10.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And it's like about, you know,
like a little one.
Meter and something like tall. And it's not tiny, tiny, but it's like, you know, still comes up to your
decent
shoulder kind of thing. It's been like my thing. Like I've always, always decorate it. And then I get so excited. I love Christmas lights. I think I'm a sucker for lights.
Yeah. So fairy lights.
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah.
And then I also love Christmas music so much.
I listen to Christmas music
even when it's not Christmas. Like I love Christmas music. Mm-hmm. So I think, I love putting the tree up, putting the Christmas music on.
You need to get into the mood.
Yeah,
I need to do that this year. I feel like you're inspiring me. And what else do you do? Do you have like, I feel like some people have, like I went to this friend's house and every hanging, what do you call it? I don't even know what it's called. Every decoration that you hang on to the Christmas tree was from like a different place or it had like a story behind it. She was like, oh, this is when I got it in traveling in blah.
Yeah.
Or this one was the one that my grandma gave me or this one was the one that my friend gave
me. That's like, really nice.
It was so special and it's just like, you know how some people gift like the baubles or whatever.
Yeah.
But it was just like nice that every little thing and there's something that's from ages ago and there's some newer ones. And I feel like just adding those personal touches.
Yeah.
So
that's what
it's
I
like
do
a tradition that you create for your own self. Yeah.
That's so nice. Cause then you're like looking at the tree at the end of
every year
and you're just like reflecting and then you think about all the people who got all those different baubles for you. That is such a nice gift. I do. Yeah. Someone once did give me a bauble, like a really expensive bauble.
Yeah.
But at the time I didn't have a tree.
Oh.
So it just didn't mean anything to me back then. But now I'm just like, oh,
where's
give
the
me that bauble back. Like it's, it's special. So for Christmas presents, do you have a budget?
I generally do, but not a very strict one because I feel like it depends what I can find and what it is. And then I feel like, for example, last year, what we got the kids, I felt like, oh, that was not impressive. Like this year we need to up the budget to get some more impressive things or else not being very good aunties or auntie or uncle. And then, I don't know. And then just in general, I feel like, I'm not a great gift giver. So I'm like, oh, do I need to up the budget or how do I get a better gift for the price, like, I don't know, you know, there's a little bit of pressure there because everyone, you kind of know around how much things are, right? Like, you know,
quick Google search will
tell you. You know what you're getting and you want to be able to be reasonable and also gift, but also not break the bank, you know?
Yeah.
You're not trying to like, go.
It's a fine balance.
Yeah. Like you want to show them your appreciation and your love and you just want to give them a nice gift, but you also have a list of people to do. So it's like preparing, but so no strict budget, but I reckon it depends on the person for sure.
Yeah. So in like one Christmas, how much do you reckon you'll spend overall? Not just
overall?
Not like for one person, maybe overall. Yeah. Like maybe a big range. Would you go into like 1,000?
It's a pretty big range. It could be like, I reckon 500 easy.
Yeah.
You know, and then it could go up to 1,000.
So 500 to 1,000.
Yeah, I hope it doesn't go more than that. Yeah. But then depends on some people. I don't know. There's, yeah, hopefully not more than that. How about you?
Yeah, as you, I'm the same with you. It really depends on who I buy the present for.
Mm.
And yes, there is always a bit of pressure.
Yeah.
I've totally felt that when you said that. I think if I look at it from like a holistic Christmas perspective, mm-hmm. it would be, I think, under 500. I think I'm a pretty, when it comes savvy. To presents, savvy, that's a nice way to put it. I was going to say frugal.
No, because like one thing that I'm doing that I did last year that I don't, I'll try to do it again, but I'm not sure. I need to look for better stuff, but I'm holding out right now for, I know this will be released a bit later, but I'm holding out for the Black Friday sales.
Smart.
Cyber Monday.
Smart.
Because that's like the last kind of event, sales event before Christmas.
Right.
And it's generally pretty good. Like you'll find some stuff there. Or early in the year, I should have collected more gifts, which we have done actually. Because when I went to Hong Kong, I bought some kids' gifts and stuff. So we are collecting gifts before we, especially kids' stuff.
Yeah.
We just have a stash of kids' stuff. That,
really?
Well, I don't, but Sim does.
Oh, that's so sweet.
He has a stash of kids' stuff that he'll be like, oh, I still have this. I'll just, we're going to see so-and-so or his nephew. And he'll be like, oh, I have this. So,
Can I just say, I don't think that's normal. That is so sweet.
Is it?
That is so
sweet. I think
sweet.
That is very sweet too. When that he told me, sweet. I'm like, what? You're not going to give it to them yet? You know, like you have a whole box full of like random stuff. And he's like, just wait. Like we just, you know, bit by bit, because they'll get, you know, they'll get over things.
Is this like, I was just going to ask, how does it work with sizing? Are these like not, they don't have sizes?
They're not, if it's clothing, then we'll just give it.
Yeah.
But if it's toys, then just wait.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Interesting. I thought I would never be like that auntie who buys gifts for their friends' children or nieces and stuff. Yeah. But I really wanted to get the IKEA kitchen like so badly.
Did you get it?
I got it for her. Yeah.
This year?
I already gave it to them last week. I couldn't
She's
wait.
She's not even able to play with it yet.
She
right?
can. She can. Can. She
oh,
can
she
like,
can. She can walk.
She can. Yeah. She can. She's a year and a half.
Oh, okay. She can.
She can. She can.
Yeah.
Cause like.
Oh, so cute.
Yeah. It was so cute because I was playing, cooking.
Up what it looks like. Oh, can you
it's
show
like
me
a,
later?
Have you heard of Montessori? It's like a Montessori thing. And then you could like modify it and make real water come out and make them like cook and stuff as they get older.
Yeah.
But we were doing, she has like a mini version that it's like a hand-me-down and we were playing like making pizza.
Yeah.
And it was just so fun like playing with her. And I was just like, okay, I want to be the aunt that gets her the IKEA kitchen. So I got that for her and I think I jumped on it. Like I saw the opportunity and I was like, Aina, like Nika's mom was like, I'm going to get this for her. Is that all right? Because it takes up space.
Yeah,
and she's oh, that would be amazing. So I just got it. And I couldn't even wait. I didn't even wrap it. I was just like, here it is. Like, I want them to have it early as possible. So I think like when you know there's a Christmas present opportunity, just jump on it.
Yeah.
I think that's, a tip
that's
for
true
me.
That's true too because you feel like that's the perfect thing for them.
Yeah.
You want to give them.
Yeah. So yeah. I never thought I'd be that person.
But it's but so fun.
It's fun.
Looking at kids' gifts too.
It is. Yeah. I think it's like everyone has like a different thing that makes them more like, oh, you know, like it could be a shoe, like a mini shoe or something. But yeah, when I was at IKEA, we were looking at like little like cooking sets and stuff. And I was like, oh.
That's what you're awing about.
Oh my God, that's so cute. And like a little basket of like toy vegetables.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just so like, cute. I used to love playing with the stuff like this when I was a kid. So I don't know, it just brings back old memories as well. And it's just fun.
Very cute. I think it's, it reminds you of your own childhood. As well. I feel like with clothing, like I love getting clothing for kids, but I feel like when they always grow out of it and it's nice to take a photo and then, but then when they're older, like when kids are older than three or four, they're not going to be excited about receiving clothing. Like the clothing is more for the parents to dress them.
Yeah.
In a way, it's like Unless they really want it.
Yeah.
So I feel like, yeah, the older they get, I'm like, I don't need to get you clothing now. Now yeah. I need to get you like a cool toy that you're going to love. But that's really hard too, I feel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Because I don't have you have a lot of kids around you.
But that's a really good toy. Like that's something I haven't heard of, like the kitchen.
I think it's because Aina, like Nika's mom, got her like this thing where she can stand. It's like a stand, like a wooden stand. So she goes into this like the tower, then she can use the kitchen sink and wash her hands.
And it's really good that, you know, she didn't already have one from a hand-me-down or she didn't get one already. Mm-hmm. You know, like you took the opportunity to just get it first.
Yeah. Because I knew...
Sometimes they have everything, a lot of things.
Oh, yeah. And sometimes, like, they might not even want it.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I think because I knew she wanted that.
She liked playing with that stuff already.
Yeah. And I knew the mum wanted something like that. Mm. So, but I made sure I asked. I think, if it's something big, kind of more expensive, like over the $100 mark, I would like to ask.
Yeah.
Like, do you want this?
Mm-mm-mm.
Yeah.
Cool.
Let's do a little gift guide.
Okay.
So what would you give somebody? You have like $20 budget. That's sort of your budget. What would you give someone that range?
But what, an adult? Adult?
Okay, the fact that you're asking that isn't funny. Like, it just shows our age.
Yeah, because there's just a lot of kids around these days.
Yeah. Okay, both.
Okay, actually both. I feel like when I was thinking about $20, I thought maybe some kind of book.
Book?
Yeah, maybe some kind of book, because then it's something that's kind of useful, something that's kind of helpful that they might – something that they're into, you know?
Yeah.
But it might require a bit of research, but
–
Yeah, I feel like, you know, but then it might be a bit boring if it's for an adult, you know?
Have you bought a book recently for somebody?
No, I haven't. actually, I've bought kids' books for kids, which is a good thing.
That is a good gift.
For adults, I don't know. Adults, it might be a bit boring to receive a book. So it depends on the person. Mm. How about you?
$20. $20.
But that's the first thing that came to my mind.
Yeah, I think I wrote something here. $20, I said, like a dessert, like something yummy.
That's nice. Yeah.
Okay. I don't know if that's really a gift, but like a dessert or a cake or something like gelato or something we can enjoy together.
Yeah.
But I guess that's sort of assuming I'm going to go over to that person's place.
Yeah.
If it's just like a one-off like gift that I have to wrap up and stuff, I think like a hand cream.
Oh, yeah.
Or
like a lip thing.
Or like cookies.
Yeah. Cookies. Oh, yeah.
That's dessert, but that's something that's
nice.
Keeps.
Yeah. People love eating. So like people love eating, like getting gifts that you can actually eat. So Okay. That's a really good one for cookies and
$50 mark.
$50. I feel like $50, if it's a girl or woman, definitely like maybe something beauty-ish would be easy. Go to. Mm. I feel like it's so hard to get a guy a present. I don't know. Do you have any in your $50 mark?
Oh, I don't think I would get a guy a present anyway. Like if it was a really good friend and they invited me to their place,
get you a bottle of wine or something.
Oh yeah, wine. Or
two bottles or something. Yeah. You know.
Yeah.
Or a nicer cake or something. I don't know. Like it kind of. Well, I feel like $50, you could get something beauty-ish.
Well, my go-to sort of $50 mark present is, I feel a bit embarrassed saying it because I feel like I've gifted it quite a
so
few
many times. What is it?
I literally bought it like last week to give to someone tomorrow.
What is it?
But Aesop, the hand soap.
Oh,
that's
okay.
$40.
Okay.
And they put it in a nice box for you. You get that little drawstring bag.
Yeah.
And it's so nice.
It's just nice.
Receive it.
Yeah.
Because everyone can use hand
that's
soap.
That's a good, yeah.
It's
Aesop
the best.
Is a good thing.
$50 mark present. Yeah. Guy or girl?
Yeah. Oh, true.
Yeah. There's Aesop. They have a hand cream as well. I can't remember how much that one is, but I think that's also nice. Like the packaging's nice. It's like this pink, like, you know, like the metal, like it's a tube, but it's like metal.
Oh, okay.
So
that's
it just
nice.
Feels nice.
I guess another thing
is like, you know, candles. But candles, like I know everyone does candles, but I still love a candle.
But a candle that like
where they're good candle.
Yeah, the scent is good.
Yeah, like a nice candle. Yeah. Not just any candle. I guess some people do like tea and stuff, but I don't always drink that much tea. Mm. But I still, yeah, maybe. It depends on the person. Sometimes I feel like $50, if you get things on sale, you could get some nice homey stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Like a little vase or a little something for the home.
What about like a pot plant?
Yeah, that's a good idea too.
I've gifted a pot plant before.
Oh, this is maybe a sidetrack, but another thing is like we're going to people's houses, especially around Christmas, is like getting a box of mangoes.
Oh.
Just giving a box of mangoes. You know how, I don't know if it's an
that's
Asian thing,
Asian,
but giving boxes of fruit. It's just everyone will love it.
And yeah.
It's practical. It's fruit. It's healthy. Yeah. Like
Who doesn't love mangoes?
Everyone will eat it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Perfect.
My cherries always receive boxes of fruit.
Yeah, like big cherries.
Yeah.
Mangoes.
Cherries, mangoes. Yeah. That's a great idea.
That's our fruits in summer. So they're great gifts.
That's a really great idea.
Yeah.
Noted. Yeah. Noted. Yeah. If they're like massages, like I've received, like my friend Frida got me like a massage coupon before that I could go and do it with Ryudo, and that was so nice to receive because I love massages, especially if it's like a massage place like they frequently go to or you frequently go to and they thought of you like, oh, because I really like it, so I think you'll really like it. Like, oh, and Dota Spa. Have you ever done one of those?
I've bought one, but I haven't done
that's an a great Dota gift. Spa.
Yeah, that's a good gift.
Because there's a
wait,
lot
is
of
this
them.
100 or 50?
Oh, this is, I guess, Endota's going up to 100.
Yeah. It could be between.
Yeah.
I'm like, where are we going up to? Up now. But yeah.
This
spa
is sort
packages
of,
and stuff are nice.
Yeah, they're good. And another one I just thought of is like, this is sort of going back to our fashion, what we've been wearing episode. Mm-hmm. Kind of related to that, but like good socks. Like
that's
quality
a good,
socks.
Good thing to get anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like,
it's good to get socks.
Something. It feels a bit splurgy.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's a good
one. I feel
one.
Like this is something I could look at for this year.
The thing is, we're in our Christmas is in summer.
Yeah.
So by the time it's Christmas, it's like stinking hot.
We're all wearing sandals.
Yeah, exactly. So when you get like really warm looking socks, I don't know if you can't use it straight away.
It's not as,
Yeah. But it's still a good gift, I think.
Yeah.
I think everyone, I don't know, I wear socks in summer.
Yeah. I still wear socks sometimes.
Yeah.
Like when you wear sneakers or something.
Yeah. Yeah. $100 mark.
I feel like $100 mark to me is like the fancier version of everything in $50 mark.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean?
Like, yeah.
Just the next level version of that.
But by the time you're spending $100.
Or you do a mixture. Sorry, I just.
You mean
you
like.
Do like you know, you might do some cookies
things.
And then you might do some other stuff and then it's like a little package, you know?
Yeah.
What were you going to say?
I was going to say, oh, if it's $100, to me, it's like, oh, you're entering the you're kind of special to me zone. I'm not saying like people who get $50 presents aren't special, but you know what I mean? Like on the receiving end.
That's expensive.
What, 100?
100 is a
lot. Yeah, because you don't want someone who's you don't even know that well give you a $100 gift. Then it's like, I feel bad.
100 is a lot, I feel, for a Christmas gift.
Oh, true, yeah.
But then I feel like sometimes family, like, gives you some, like, I don't know, sometimes family members might give you a $100 gift.
Yeah.
So I need to up my gift game this year.
Mm. Actually, that was happening with, like, my boyfriend started the family. We all, like, this is, I'm talking like 10 years ago. We all got each other, like, one person. Like, we spent about $100 per person kind of thing because they have a big gift-giving culture. And then in the end, we just decided to do Secret Santa, but then create, like, a budget. So I think we did, like, $100. Sometimes it goes to $150. I think it went up to $180 one year. But we also say, like, what we want.
Mm.
So it's like you get one present, not like
want.
Five,
yeah.
But what you want.
That's actually
it's so
really good.
I look forward to it so much.
Yeah.
And I start thinking about what I want from about June.
Like, do you know what you want this year?
I haven't thought about it this year, actually, but I do have a list. Okay. I do have a list.
Please share your gift list now.
I have right now. I do it in Pinterest.
Okay. Wish list.
The thing with the wish list, though, everything that I want is like always $300 plus. That's the props. Or it's sold out.
Yeah, yeah. By the time it's Christmas.
Yeah, whoever has me, they're always stressed out because I always want something that's like not available in Australia. Mm-hmm. Feels bad now. But this is what I got for my birthday this year. I asked for this. I asked for a Snow Peak pack and carry fireplace.
Oh, it's a fireplace. What is that? I thought it looked like a fireplace, but I'm like, but it looks like a chair.
It's a fireplace.
It's a fireplace. That's so cool.
Yeah, it's like portable, so you could do like have a fire pit anywhere when you go camping. Mm-hmm. So this was like about 200-ish, I think, or 300. Oh, I'm not sure.
That's fancy.
So
fancy
I asked for that
pit.
I asked for that for my birthday.
Yeah.
But yeah, this I don't have a lot this year, but I do have like sneakers. I probably asked for sneakers. I want like a film camera, so that's on my list. But yeah, I have like these shopping lists.
Mm-hmm.
And it's 2022 wish list, but I have one every year.
Every year.
And then
and
every time.
You do one for your birthday too. Okay. Oh, no.
It's just general wish list. Okay. But then for the Christmas one, we use like a website called secretsantaorganizer.com or something like that. And like that website asks you what you want.
Mm-hmm.
Like you have to put your items in like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So we always drop a link in.
Right.
So, you know, we always put in like a few options. So right. you...
At least
don't
get
know.
One of them. Yeah.
So you don't actually know exactly what you're going to get. So there's still that element of surprise, but you still
get
something.
One of those five things you wrote down.
But you still
similar.
Get something you really wanted.
Yeah. Yeah. That's actually genius.
It's the best. We look forward to it so much. Yeah. Like it's
what you want. It's one present.
Yeah.
You're not getting everyone a present.
Yeah.
There's less waste. Yeah. You know? It's just good.
And sometimes weird things
and
happen.
Quality gift too because it's not like you know everyone getting less money for
you get exactly
you get
what
good,
you want
good gift
and sometimes funny things happen where like I'll put an item in and then the person that I'm meant to get the present for they'll put like the same item in and you're just like do they have me like you don't know and then later we talk about it but
you both wanted the same
but a lot of the times it's like we just wanted the same thing
like what
I think one year we both asked for like a Camelback water bottle or something.
That year it must have been a popular water bottle.
I don't know why, but that was on the list. Yeah. Or like some type of like, I think like a Patagonia bag or something. Yeah, yeah. I don't know. Yeah. But yeah, $100. Did we say a few options there?
I feel like we did.
Yeah. Oh, this is not really Christmas, but like for $100, I think... A really nice bunch of flowers.
Mm.
Like I love, that's like my new thing. I love doing that. Because
giving or receiving?
Giving and receiving as well. Yeah. But I just remember someone did that for me once. Like sent me like a really
flowers are so
big
nice.
Bunch. Yeah. And I was like, I almost teared up. I'm like,
they're just
this
so
is
beautiful.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
It's can I really have this? You know?
Yeah. Just, I think when you're younger, it's like, oh, flowers die.
Waste
whatever.
Of money. Yeah, they
I
die.
I don't need it. You don't need to get me flowers. Yeah. But the older I get, I'm like, flowers are beautiful. It's like
beautiful.
A miracle that it's such a beautiful thing that's alive and now it's in my home. Like, how did this happen? Combination and the wrapping and you're like,
and
it is very romantic, but it's also so nice from a friend.
It is.
Such a surprise too.
Yeah, the surprise part. Yeah. It's like,
It's like, boom.
Yeah,
and
boom.
Then it smells so good.
Yeah. And I think because it's a good one, you can get delivered.
Yeah.
So that's always a good option, I think.
Yeah. I feel like the flowers, you could also do 50 too. $50
but $100 ones are like, whoa.
Yeah, that's okay.
Yeah, but that's really not Christmassy.
Yeah.
What else is a good Christmassy present?
What is the best and worst gift you've ever received or
best
you
and worst.
Ever receive in general?
Okay, maybe the worst one, I'll just go with that bauble because I really didn't need I didn't have a Christmas tree and I didn't have that tradition at the time.
Yeah.
So I was just like,
what am I
going to
do?
Like,
this?
If you don't have a tree and you get a bauble, it's like, what am I going to do with it?
Yeah.
And this just looks so expensive. Like, you know, I mean, I would love to get a bauble now, but best present, best gift. So I asked for this. So I think it's the best because I asked for it.
Yeah.
But I still use it. It's a black Kanken backpack. You know those Kanken, like this rectangle-y bags?
Yeah.
I think I asked for one like 6 years ago.
And you're still using it, right?
I wear it to work. And I even went to Vanuatu with it. And I went on this really big hike and went in the water and everything. And I went to Hawaii with it. Like, it's like my travel backpack, but also like my work backpack. It's like fully faded and stuff.
Yeah.
But it's still really good. Like, it's not broken.
It's actually such good quality because a lot of people have them.
Yeah.
I don't have one, but yeah.
Do you want one?
Not necessarily. It's definitely not on my wish list.
It's not. It's not your look.
No, it's not my look, but I have a lot of things that I would get before that, maybe.
Yeah.
But I feel like it's definitely useful. And it's cool that you said that you took it all around and it's still got that worn but nice durable.
Right? I mean, every time I wear it to work, I'm like, this is definitely not very worky, you know?
Yeah.
And I do feel like I need an upgrade, like a new one, because you can get them in so many different colors.
Mm-hmm.
But I just love my one so much. It's just so good. You know what's so great about it? Like, you can zip it up like all the way. So
you can open it. So it flips out completely.
Am I explaining it correctly to our Spotify listeners? It's like, It's like zip.
Three sides. Way. And then you get the.
Yes.
It's like a book. Opens.
yes, exactly. It's like a book. So when you open it, you can access all the stuff at the bottom as well.
So it's like a good carry-on thing. Like plain bag.
Really good carry-on bag. And because the straps are small, at least my ones, you don't heat up on the shoulders, which is another thing I like.
That's so you're really selling it to me. Maybe I do want one.
Sponsor us. So that's probably the best one.
They do have cool colors too.
They do. So I would say that is my best present.
Yeah.
Do you have one, your best and worst?
I feel like I don't remember or have a best one because I've never asked. So I might not get necessarily what I want, maybe, you know?
Yeah.
Like birthdays and stuff, but then Christmas, I feel like sometimes I might get myself the best gift. Because sometimes while I'm shopping around, I'm like, I'll just get myself a gift.
So what is that then? That best gift.
I haven't done that in the last 2 years. Well,
my Kanken bag was 6 years ago, so.
I asked this question and I can't answer it myself. I actually can't remember the best gift, and I have also no Christmas tree, so I have my like level of festive spirit is not very high, so I need to bring it up. So maybe the best is yet to come, but
surely I feel like you've got something that you just haven't really thought about it.
Christmas gift last year, we got the Alexa, and that was pretty good.
Oh yeah, that's a great gift. Alexa, Google Homes,
because
they're a good price point.
I use it when I'm at home. That was actually pretty good.
I think any of those, even Apple TVs.
Yeah.
Like those are all good presents.
Yeah. That was good. And it's useful and practical.
Yeah.
And then the worst gifts. When you say bauble, like I've received a bauble too.
Oh, have you?
And it's, you know.
But just, you don't even have a tree.
It's just useless.
If you don't have a tree.
If I don't have a tree. But now I will get one. So I don't know. I guess things that almost like just really not useful or like a joke gifts. I feel like I'm too old for joke gifts now and they're a bit of, you know, stuff that is not useful. I don't want at all.
Yeah.
But that's usually maybe because it's from Evil Santa or something.
Oh,
something that you didn't want in general.
Yeah.
Maybe sometimes like random, very random. There's those like packs and stuff that.
Or like a gift pack or something.
Yeah,
some
like
sort.
A bathy, showery pack. Yeah, like, and I never, like, they're not nice gifts. It's just that I just never used them. Unless it was something really nice. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, I know. Like, I know what you mean.
Like it's those cheapy ones from like
Body Shop. The Body Shop, they have like a lot of like Christmas.
They're always at the back
packs.
Of my thing and I never use them at that.
Yeah.
Kind of like that. But they're not the worst.
Like, it's like too generic.
It's not that bad.
Yeah. do you have any tips on how to give someone a really good present? It could be Christmas related or not Christmas related, just in general. What's your sort of process on getting gifts for someone?
I think I'm not very good at it, but I feel like to get better at it, it's about noticing what people have talked about throughout the year, what they want.
Yeah, yeah.
Or what they like in their day-to-day. Like say if your friend loves, you know, gardening, then maybe they'll love a plant, or maybe your friend loves, you know, her candle collection, then you get her another candle, or, you know, like just noticing what that person is into and then just getting something you know that they'll like.
Yeah.
That's kind of practical.
Mm-mm.
Yeah. How about you?
Yeah, like something like that, something kind of thoughtful, like, oh, if they like this certain thing or to this certain brand, or like they mentioned they like this product and you remember it.
Yeah.
And then you like lock it away and then you get it later. Sometimes I write it down, but I have so many of these lists. Sometimes I write it in my diary, in my phone.
Yeah.
Sometimes in my Pinterest. So I have like random lists actually, like for people. I'm like, oh, this will be a good gift for, you know, Rocks, for example, because, you know, she wanted this. But then honestly, that never works for me because I always end up losing the list and I always end up finding that list later. And I'm like, oh, I could have got that gift for this person.
We need to make our own personal Notion page to,
or Pinterest in between us.
No, to remember like the friends and what they like.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Or like just
that's what I do, but I create so many of them.
So many different ones.
I just forget about it.
Yeah.
But I think a good sort of rule of thumb is if you don't really know what to get somebody, getting something, this is what a tip that I heard recently, getting something that is sort of expensive, like an expensive version of a cheap thing.
Yeah.
That's so for example, like
like a nicer candle.
I'm going to say socks again.
Yeah,
but
socks.
Like, yeah, like a candle could be $5, but getting them like $80 candle.
Yeah.
Or like a 50 pair of socks, $50 pair of socks.
Yeah.
Because that's, you know, you wouldn't really spend $50 on yourself.
Yeah.
So something like that. That's why I like the Aesop hand soap, because it's like,
it's
$40 for hand soap.
Yeah.
So something that feels a bit splurgy, but
that's great. That's a great tip.
So like even cookies are a good one, because like if you get a box of cookies or macarons or something, it's something a bit expensive for what it is, but it's actually not that expensive.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like a fancier chocolate.
Yeah, yeah.
Brand
fancier chocolate.
Than, you know, just normal
Woolies. Yeah. Even like when somebody received like a plain white t-shirt, but it was like $100 t-shirt.
Yeah.
It's like t-shirts can be $5, but like a $100 white t-shirt, it's like a splurge on yourself.
Yeah,
so getting
course.
something like from a brand that's kind of nice, like that's a good gift.
Mm-hmm.
Even like card holders and stuff, I think that's a good gift. You know, like from Chanel. I don't know. I've never given
Chanel.
Some,
wow.
I've never given anyone
it's
this.
Like
just an example, but like the cheap, expensive, cheap thing. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I get what you mean.
Yeah. And also anything personalized,
is
I think
nice.
Is nice.
Yeah.
So anything with your name on it. My name is pretty common. Mm-hmm. So I'd find a lot of mugs with my name on it.
Yeah.
But, you know, if someone, I think it's like knowing that that person thought of me and they got it for me. That's a really sweet thought.
Yeah. And there's a lot of places that personalize things for you now. So
yeah, true. What about handmade gifts? Do you ever, have you ever given anyone a handmade gift?
I feel like I haven't.
Mm.
I feel like I haven't, aside from like hand making cards and stuff. But
oh, hand making cards.
Yeah. But not,
that's
not
nice.
Like, yeah, hand making cards I think sometimes is nice. And just using like scrap paper that I have at home. Mm. I feel like, yeah, sometimes people are like, wow, you handmade that card. Mm. You know, that's so cute, or that's so sweet.
Yeah.
That is.
Is.
Yeah. So sweet. So yeah, you kind of get that kind of effect, but it's just a card.
Yeah.
But whereas like Kendra made this handmade mug, which is like something I've never done for anyone.
Yeah.
So yeah, I haven't. I really haven't.
Yeah.
Some people into like ceramics and stuff. I don't know.
Yeah.
I haven't. Have you?
I think you have to be a crafty person.
Because
if you're not crafty and it's not within you, it's not part of your personality, then it's just a weird present then. Yeah. But if you know that they're crafty and they enjoy doing stuff like that, yeah, then it's, yeah, fine. But yeah, for me, I was really into sewing at one point. So I made people like little pouches that I made. I don't know if I'm whatever I'm into at the time. If I'm into like making kimchi at the time, I'll gift someone.
Oh, that's awesome.
A jar of kimchi. And then I would like draw on the jar or something. Like, yeah, I think I do love a little bit of like a
personal
touch or handmade sort of thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Definitely gifted someone kimchi before.
Yeah. Personalized stuff is so nice. Like, I think I'm getting away from like gifts now, but like I think at my friend's wedding, she like gave out little handmade jams made herself. I was like, that's so cute. Like personalizing it is really nice.
Yeah. What's a good last minute gift?
Last minute gift.
Yeah, bottle of wine, box of fruit, gift card. Would you go there?
Gift card, I mean, I haven't received a gift card in ages, but then Sim did get a gift card for Gold Class tickets.
Oh, movies.
So, yeah,
that's nice.
So it's like kind
that's
of really still nice. Like enough. It was like the voucher was enough for like two or four tickets.
Oh.
It was a lot. I don't know. Yeah. Like I think it's.
That's a really nice.
That's nice because you hardly go to the cinema these days.
Yeah.
And then when you go.
Yeah.
You don't usually go Gold Class. So
yeah.
Yeah. That's like a good gift.
Yeah.
Even though it's last minute.
Yeah. That's a really good last minute gift. I was going to say desserts. Like my favorite cake is the watermelon cake from Black Star.
Yeah. Yeah.
So if you ever want to get me
somewhere, picking something up.
If you want to get me something, rocks.
Easy.
If you get me the watermelon cake, especially if you gift it to me with lactees, because I can't have cream.
So you're like sacrificed, like you suffering while eating.
Yeah. If you got me lactees and the cake, I'll be like,
oh my gosh,
you know me.
That's so funny.
Yeah.
And now I'm like I need to go home and write everyone's name and like what the plan is. Cause I need to plan it out.
Yeah. The earlier you do it, the better.
Yeah.
But by the time this episode's come out, it's probably already a last minute gift. But yeah, I hope this episode sort of helped you and our listeners.
Yeah.
On some ideas.
I definitely learned some things from you, like gift ideas.
Yeah. Me too.
And yeah, please tell us, share with us like what gifts or tips you have, because I need some help. And I feel like it's not just this Christmas, right? There's next Christmas, there's gifts in general for friends and family. So
yes.
Yeah.
Especially for children.
Yeah.
Help there.
And different age, they're into different stuff.
You got me thinking now. It's like, oh, what's next?
Yeah.
As they get older.
Let's get
nourished.
Yay.
Okay. So this is a segment where we try a different soup every time. Thank you, Rox, for buying today's soup.
Yeah.
I feel like you're more on the soup game. Like I always forget.
No, you don't. You got the last, you made some and your mum made
some.
What? No. I really wanted to make the fish soup, but I didn't have time today.
Yeah,
but next time
okay.
I want to make a fish soup, but without salmon head, with something else. But today we have hot and sour soup, spicy sour soup, and it's just takeaway from near the station.
Mm. I don't really get this hot and sour soup.
Mm-hmm.
I've only had it a few times, but I really like it.
You do?
Yeah, I really, really like it. Do you think, is this a good one?
I like it.
Mm.
I think it's pretty good, but I don't always get it. It's usually more common at like a Shanghainese place. But yeah, I haven't made it before.
The interesting thing about this soup is that it's gluggy.
It's so gluggy.
There's like some kind of starch or
some
kind of thickener.
You know why it has to be gluggy?
Why?
So I didn't know. I thought it was just gluggy because sometimes in Chinese cooking, they just put
cornflour and everything, and in my mind it's just like to thicken things up. But this soup needs to be gluggy so all the stuff doesn't fall to the bottom. Otherwise all the you know, tofu and stuff will just always be on the bottom and watery. But because it's gluggy, then it's everywhere.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I didn't know that. I only knew that recently.
Wow.
From my an uncle.
That's so smart.
Right? Like, it makes sense after knowing that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, oh, there's a reason for it. This one you can have whenever during the meal. Mm-hmm. I don't know. It's thicker. No?
Right.
You can, like, have a bit and then eat other stuff, and you can have a bit more.
So does it go into side dish territory?
Maybe.
Mm, you know? Thicker. Like, I know what you mean.
It just, it feels like it's, it doesn't have to be before. It could come with your dumplings. You could have some dumplings and then you could have some this.
Yeah.
Apparently this isn't too hard to make. Like, it's just a lot of prep work, like cutting the tofu, cutting the other stuff that goes in there.
What are the ingredients? I know there's like vinegar to make it sour.
Sometimes people put mushroom. I don't remember actually.
It's like egg, seaweed. The seaweed's really good. It tastes like noodles.
I've never had it with seaweed, but it's really good that they put it in there. Mm. Sometimes they put the black fungus thing.
Hot and sour. Is that what it's called? So is it hot as in like the temperature's hot, or it's spicy hot?
Pepper. It's very peppery.
Mm.
That's where the hot comes from. And a bit of chili. I don't know if they put chili in, but.
Yeah, it's peppery.
Peppery, right?
And it's kind of sweet.
Yeah.
Right, the sweetness.
Thank you for joining us, and we hope you enjoyed our episode on gift giving and wishing everyone a lovely time shopping for gifts. And hopefully
don't stress out.
Hopefully it's not stressful.
Yeah, it can get really stressful.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah,
yeah,
good luck.
Bye.